This is growing native, and I'm Petey Mosquitie. I've been getting into the hills a lot the last few months, sometimes by myself, sometimes me with Ms. Mosquitie, and sometimes with friends. It's good for me. It's very easy for me to stay around our little homestead near the banks of the Ojolote. I have everything I need there. I can be Petey Sedentary Mosquitie. Sedentary is not the right word, because that sort of implies inactivity, and I'm not inactive. How about, probably more appropriately, Petey Reclusive Mosquitie? But I am smart enough sometimes to know I need to do stuff with other people, and if I forget, I'm reminded by my mate, who will say, "You probably need to do that." And off I go, trying to remember how to be around people, how to interact, etc. Neurotic Reclusive Petey Mosquitie briefly rejoins the human race. Well, maybe. No, maybe more importantly, joining the other races, the tribes, the nationalities of plants and animals that can be found in the deserts, the grasslands, the hills, and the sky islands that surround us in the borderlands of southern Arizona, in the borderlands of northern Sonora, in the borderlands of northern Chihuahua. Oh, I should tell you, recently I joined an old friend in the Galiuro Mountains. This was not a hard thing to do, because we do every year. We have our annual hunt and gather in the Galiuro Mountains, chasing white-tailed deer in marvelous, rough and rocky terrain. Mexican blue oaks were still dropping acorns, and junipers were in fruit. We hiked and hunted in the land of Juniperus monosperma, or as John and I later compared notes at camp, we were hiking and hunting in the land of two different species, not just monosperma with its purple juicy cones, but perhaps the species Coeolensis and its juicy red, red cones. John said the purple cones were far more odoriferous when he crushed them than the red cones. But other than the cone color, the juicy fruit of these junipers are still called cones, by the way. Other than the cone color, we saw little difference. And just so's you know, in case you want to impress somebody at a dinner gathering, here's some factoids to chatter about. Junipers are in the cypress family Cupressaceae. The genus is Juniperus. The two species that had me in a quandary are the Monosperma and Coeolensis. Both species are dioecious, so female junipers were laden in juicy cones. Oh, another common name is cedar. It's not a cedar, but that's a common name. Sometimes you read in a description of a book or something, there were cedars and oaks on the hillside. They mean there were junipers on the hillside. Okay, listen. One thing we two yahoos around the campfire knew for sure was that black bears were loading up on juniper berries. Yes, they were. Juniper berry bear scats were abundant. The black bears were so lucky, you know, with this great summer fall mast, acorn mast, and now, at least where we were, a lot of juniper fruit. And did I see anything more than scats? I did. I was tiptoeing across a slope covered in junipers and mesquites and occasional blue oak. I glassed. I'm taking my binoculars. I'm looking under trees in the distance. I look up slope, and a black bear looked back at me, sitting on its haunches, eating juniper fruit, but now looking at me, and me looking at an Ursus americana. A black bear, 50, 60 yards away, and with binoculars. "Oh, bear, you are beautiful," I whispered. "Are you loading up on food before a January, February snooze and a din in the earth?" He or she went back to eating, and I went back to tiptoeing cross slope. Oh, yeah. Later, high on a hilltop, I met up with John, and we were able to glass that bear again as it sat in the open, on its haunches, and surveyed downslope its juniper nation in fading afternoon light. John and I headed back to camp, and a fireside discussion of deer and bears and junipers and the marvelous nation we were camped in. And we agreed, this country is beautiful. Oh, yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquitie. And this has been Growing Native.